Ryan, it's a game this team has been playing all season for, and it's been something that right from training camp you guys have wanted to get to this point. Playoffs, first time in 6 years. Just what's the vibe like now that you guys are all together and getting ready here for tomorrow's game?
Yeah, you know, we're just getting here, but a lot of excitement, you can tell in the group. So, yeah, like you said, it's been a long time coming, getting back to this point, but a lot of young guys in this group that are excited to get after it, and the energy's pretty high.
What's this week been like for you? Just 6 years since you last touched the floor in the playoff game, and now finally getting this opportunity, and along with the other veteran guys with Church and Messenger and Oscar.
Yeah, it's been a tough grind to get back. When you start your career and you have success right out of the gate for a number of years, it's tough to go through that playoff drought, but I think it just kind of pushes you that much more to get back to this point and to support the young group and just try and guide them to how things are going to be. But I'd say we just got to continue to build off what we've been doing this year. Nothing really changes.
Jimmy, it was the goal right from training camp, and when we talked with you guys, it was the playoffs are nothing this year for this group, and you guys finished as the number two seed. What has been the reasons for the consistency this year for this group, and now to get this opportunity to have playoff lacrosse coming back here this season?
Talent. I think we're a very talented team, a deep team. A lot of buy-in. They're all selfless individuals, and I think we're fortunate to have the veterans we have that kind of lead them. And I thought, the last few years we had to learn how to win, and now we're kind of understanding what it takes. And it doesn't really matter too much what goes on in a game. We kind of right now have that mentality of staying the course, and it's got us to where we are, and we're going to continue that this weekend.
Has there been any sort of message either from the vets on this team, from yourself, Jimmy, just with so many players on this roster who haven't played NLL playoff lacrosse, about what the intensity is like, or especially when you get down to a single elimination game like we're going to see here tomorrow?
Yeah, I haven't talked too much about it. I think we're just trying to kind of enjoy the moment right now, but they've all played in big games growing up, so they know what's at stake. And again, I think sometimes it can be dangerous to put too much, in front of guys. So I think it's like Ryan said, it's just go out there and execute and be us and dictate the pace of play. And we like our matchup, and if we do that, we feel confident.
Same for Ryan, because 2018 was your rookie year when they won everything here. And I remember from that playoff run, it was like, because of course that was like the third title in 4 years. Even I got in the mode thinking, well, this is going to happen every year. I got to start scheduling, game press wants this, blah, 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 right, even from what I said. But I guess for you, after winning everything the first year and having the drug, do you appreciate a little more how harder it is, how harder it is to get to playoffs and maybe have success in playoffs? Or?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, those years, the talent was just off the charts, and it was kind of, just an expectation to win every game and win it at the end of the year, and it became more challenging. But this year, I think, it's the success has just come down to just the hard work part of our game and loving the grind aspect of it, and that just comes with a young group who's hungry and wants to win, and it's it makes you appreciate being a part of something like that compared to, sometimes when you've already reached the top and that drive isn't maybe quite there as much, but the drive's definitely there to win in this group.
I was going to say, in terms of the,
Jimmy, what has been the ways this team has learned over the last couple of years to win games differently, whether it's, a tight one goal game or a comeback, and just going through all the different ways this team has been able to pick up points throughout the season and just kind of the lessons that have been learned over the last couple of years to get to this point?
Yeah, again, I think it's growth from within. I Frankie can steal us a game, our defense can lock it down, our offense if need be. I think it's a testament to the group we have. I always think you don't have to play your best, but the good teams will find a way to hang around there and steal some late, and so we've done that. And so again, I think it's the biggest thing is what's going on between our guys' ears, in the sense that they are believing in themselves, and again, it's a fun group to be around because they love the work part. You know, it's almost as they get excited to get to go to work every day and then to play hard and to play fast. And as a coach, that's a lot of fun to be around.
Second another NHL for this first round game, of course. Unlike the other rounds, like the other rounds are best of three, but this one's just, it's one and done. Like, it's, how different of a challenge is it when you go into a game where it's one and done like that?
Well, I think, you know, you got to be at your best. I'm excited. I know we'll be good. Truthfully, I know we'll be good. Our guys, kind of the last few games, we were done with the win one, lose one mentality, and we stacked together a couple two nice games at the end of the year. Again, there's a lot of confidence in the fact that we know we can win multiple ways. Really, at the end of the day, though, you got to come down and you got to execute, and you got to be good in your details. And we're going to have a good practice here tonight, and we'll be ready come tomorrow evening.
And that was going to kind of be my AI question. Is even though there's a few rookies, it seems like this was a season of playoff type of games. Like, it's not as though you're going to flip a switch and all of a sudden commit to playing defense and, you know, for the playoffs. It's something that this team's been doing all year: loose balls, face-offs, all of the things that you probably would be harping on in the playoffs is kind of what this team's identity's been this season. Does it make it a little easier going into a playoff game and maybe take some of that pressure off?
Yeah, I don't know if it makes it any easier. I think, again, I think you hit the nail on the head. We pride ourselves in taking care of those little things that add up at the end of the day. And so, again, it's why it's a fun group to be around. They run hard on off the floor. You know, they box out. They push the pace when needed to. They'll pull the ball out. You know, our old guys, all nine of them, aren't afraid to go through the middle and go into the hard areas, and never any finger pointing. So it's a good group to be around, and we're going to need everyone tomorrow.
Ryan, you know, being a part of championship teams here, being a part of, you know, the team's biggest success since they moved here to the province, fans have waited a long time for this. So I know you guys are chasing a championship and have much bigger goals than just making the postseason. What was it like having a moment like this with the fans, hearing that reaction when you guys take the floor here tomorrow?
Yeah, it's exciting. Definitely, you can see the energy's picked up in the building the last, you know, few weeks, and as we're gearing up for the playoffs, and when we're winning, you know, there's not many better atmospheres in the sport to be around. So we expect it to be loud and them to be there for us, and yeah, the guys are excited for that. But again, it's just you know, it's just staying in the moment, staying in the game, and you know, for a young group, just sticking to what we do and not really worrying about it being, you know, a bigger game in the playoffs.
And then, Coach, just any final thoughts, or as you're preparing for Georgia as opposed to any other team, is there something that, you know, that they bring that you have to prepare for, or is it really more of the same, or just preparing to get your team ready?
Truthfully, it's about us, really. I mean, they're going to do some things, and we'll talk about how we want to defend them or how we want to attack them, but truthfully, it's playing our game and dictating the pace and getting in guys' faces defensively and being aggressive offensively and taking care of the ball and just continuing to do what we've done all year. And so, again, we're excited. I'm excited. And, again, it's been a long time because, like Ryan there, my first year in the league, we were fortunate enough to win in Toronto, and then it felt like forever to get back. And so I think the message to our group will be just to, you know, come ready, enjoy the experience, and if we do what we need to do, we'll be in a good spot.